Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, and Anchor. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Faith of Jesus in a World of Evil. Faith of Jesus, we can clearly see the faith of Jesus Christ daily in this world of evil. The days of lawlessness warned about by the Apostle Paul are clearly upon our generation. American vipers destroying the souls of men is today a pastime for many. The fact is, our social media has allowed people to strike others as a viper. False visions and untempered mortar are the common bond of a society that has fallen away from the Lord. This is the latest post on warn-usa.com. House Divided, Intro to Fighting God, the Kingdom War. House Divided, Fighting the Kingdom War, we introduce you to the kingdoms and delve into this spiritual battle. Today, everything is politically correct. However, this war is not politically driven. East Wind Judgment, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 60 on Battle Lines. East Wind Judgment demonstrates the judgment of the Lord. In Psalm 107 and verse 25, we find the Lord commands and brings up the stormy wind. Be sure to get your copy of The Rising by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. There's danger and intrigue. The nation is at risk. Mac battles to survive the forces bent on destroying him and America. Can he save the United States? Find out by getting your copy of The Rising. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Books A Million, Instagram, Walmart, Google Play, Angus & Robertson. And you can also order your book from by going to danaglennsmith.com and feature to our bookstore, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books and resource. And that's at danaglennsmith.com. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's... Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Here we are again.
Yes, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. And another day, another... What did they say? Quarter?
No, dollar. Used to be. Another day, another dollar.
Maybe it's another $10.
It could be with inflation.
So at any rate, we are in February. The 1st.
All right. Yeah, already.
2023. Wow. So we got one more year of Biden. Plus 24, when is the election?
Basically, it's less than 2 years, but...
Yeah, less than 2 years. It could be worse. But the scene in America is not good. There are a lot of things that are irritating, irritatingly wrong, irritatingly stupid. Unclean. There's many other descriptions. But we're looking to the Lord tonight for His goodness and mercy. And if you haven't called upon Him, do so. You know, if you're not a believer, I mean truly a believer, where you believe in the power of God and healing and miraculous things, it's going to be hard for you in this time that we're in because you have to get over that unbelief and the secularism that tells you calling on the Lord, you know, doesn't work. But see, we're of those that believe in miracles and signs and wonders.
Amen.
And so while we see the world going to hell in a handbasket, as the saying goes, we know that hell and, you know, all of its contents one day will be destroyed. The righteous and the wicked are heading together for one last final harvest. And it's time to wake up.
That's right.
So we are talking about who is standing guard. This is up front. This is an article published on warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Who is standing guard? That's a good question.
Yes, it is.
As Jesus Christ said of the devil, he will kill, steal, and destroy. And so that admonishes us. You know, in today's world, we have to prepare ourselves to defend and guard against the enemy. And unless there is someone standing guard, the thief will enter in. And so this article is... one among many articles that we produce, write, and publish. And it talks about, you know, I mean, it's very true. Except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wakes, but in vain. And, you know, that reminds me Tower of America today.
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
Because, and I've seen this come from quite a number of Christian leaders lately. They're talking how America, you know, is totally unprepared. You know, it has no faith, no understanding
that
of
is,
any of this is, stuff.
That's true.
And basically your family and your children are just fodder for those who want to, you know, commit wickedness. And, you know, the satanic church is all for doing everything it can to defile everything it touches. And they were at it again today because they want to make sure that all the babies that are being killed in abortion are properly sacrificed to the devil. That's the truth. They want to perform their satanic ritual over them.
That's sickening.
And you know, the thing of it is, the babies are innocent, so they don't have anything to do with this. But this is corruption. And you don't hear nothing out of, you know, the leadership. You don't hear nothing from the churches at all. You know,
nope.
Nobody cares.
It's sad.
So you can read who is standing guard by going to danaglennsmith.com, and you'll see it up there in our main part of our page when you come to it. Who is standing guard? That is a good question, especially for your family. Who is standing guard for you? So check it out. And check out our other articles. And over on warren-usa.com, we have all of our shows that we've been doing for many, many years. We have extensive series. And so there's a lot of good stuff over there. Take a look at it. Listen and read and prepare yourself. You know, there's just so many things going on. It's hard to believe.
Oh, it is. The
now,
level of evil. Just astounding.
You know, we have another one here that is really interesting. This is called Dreams and Visions. And this is nothing new. And we've been reporting on this happening. And this is via FaithWire. And they're talking about Iran and the churches there. And a lot of the believers in Iran are meeting Jesus in dreams and visions.
That's pretty exciting.
And this is something that Tower and I have witnessed in reporting these many, many years, that indeed that is the truth. And as the Reverend Lazarus Yegnazar, if I said it right, he is the founder of Transform Iran, and they preach the gospel to Iran and they plant churches. And they can't stop talking about it, he says. Hence the severe persecution and the severity of the brutality. And that's what many Iranian Christians face. Believers will say, I saw the vision of a man with a white robe, with a cross on his shoulder, on his heart, and he says, I'm Jesus. While many believers in the West might meet Jesus as a result of others sharing the gospel, dreams and visions are sometimes the touch points in Iran that spark life and change and heart transformation. The Reverend pointed to scripture to show how God has used visions to communicate with humanity in the past, and there is no doubt. You know, you can look at Daniel's visions, you can look at Joseph's vision, you can look at Isaiah's visions, you can look at Abraham's visions. And so to say that there's no way God's going to share with us a vision or a dream is ridiculous.
Because he hasn't changed. God has not changed.
That's right. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
So he said, in the Middle East, people see visions. In the Western understanding, we want everything to be tangible, verifiable, and accountable. In Iran, people see a vision, they wake up sweating and shaking. And that's what I was talking about. He goes into detail here again about the others who had visions and stuff. I mean, you know, you go Abraham to Moses, Daniel, Joseph to Mary, you know, they all had visions. And Peter had a vision. And so these are the things. And so in America, you know, if you cut yourself off from God being able to do anything and say you're not going to believe, you're missing out on a lot of things. Because in these end times, they're very perilous. And believe me, God is on the throne. And, you know, we do these shows and we spend time in teaching and in the Word of God. And we believe that every step you take today, you know, is guided by the Lord. If you acknowledge Him and look to Him, He will take care of you, protect you, and guide you. And we believe that. We believe Amen. That when you pray, He answers. When you pray for healing, He heals. And if you do not believe that, one day you will. Because He's coming again. And He's very real. So remember, dreams and visions are not a bad thing. As long as you're connected to the Lord. And even if you're not, in this case, you know, we have other people who are not yet believers, and they will have a vision. And at the same time, we've seen, you know, tremendous miracles associated with these things as well. And it involves even when believers are facing death, and the enemy comes after them, and then the Lord intercedes and saves them. And we've reported on a lot of these things, and it's important to understand these things are really there. The reports are coming in. You cannot deny it. Well, you can deny it. Satan denies it. The enemy denies it. And you have liars that are setting up shop in America because America is so lukewarm. America has fallen away. And that's why America is having so much trouble.
That's right.
And God is no respecter of nations. If America can't, you know, repent and get back to where they need to be, it's not going to be easy with America. So, dreams and visions. You know, if you're cold and lukewarm today, man, repent, get with God, and get in there praying and seeking His face. Because He will be more than willing.
Yes, He will.
So, you know, Tower and I have been on this road of faith for a long time. And there was a starting point for us too many years ago. And there's been troubles, there's been trials. And the Lord gets you through.
He does.
And He comforts you. And you'll pray for things and things turn out in your favor.
Eventually. Sometimes right away. Sometimes you have to go through a trial.
Yeah. You know, I started years ago praying for the weather, praying against the weather when it came. And I don't know how many times that, you know, I will pray and all of a sudden the weather changes. And so, I mean, you know, the Lord does that and much more. So, at any rate, remember that. Dreams and visions. Iranians meet Jesus in dreams, but not just in Iran. Around the world. And we've been reporting on this phenomenon for a long time. And it's amazing. We thank God for it.
Yes, we do. Amen.
So are you ready on yours?
Yes.
Okay.
This story comes to us via CBN. And it's young people dying suddenly. And these are just a few of the young people that we've heard about that have passed away during sporting events. It's very disturbing. These people are young, and it's just tragic. A teenage girl, her name is Sherry Hughes, has become the latest young person to suddenly collapse and die in the middle of a sporting event. And it's just one of the many disturbing headlines involving sudden death among young people, often involving heart incidents among athletes in their prime. So, Sherry Hughes, was only 16 years old. She was in the middle of playing flag football, a game she loved, when she started experiencing chest problems. She went to the sidelines to rest, but then collapsed. She was hospitalized and died later that night. And the cause and manner of death have still not been determined. Her father says of her, she was vibrant, intelligent, beautiful, resilient, and determined are just a few of the words to describe one phenomenal human being who has inspired and impacted so many lives in the 16 years she shared with us. And another family member told KVVU-TV that the young girl had been having heart problems and was seeing a cardiologist, but she was previously cleared by the doctor to play sport. And we let her continue to play with the stipulation that we have to trust her to make the best decision when she's feeling her chest getting tight. And another one, an Air Force cadet collapses and dies. In another tragic episode, on Monday, January 9th, a 21-year-old Air Force cadet suddenly collapsed and died on his way to class. Cadet Third Class Hunter Brown of Lake Charles, Louisiana, had been an Air Force Academy football star. He was a standout offensive lineman on the Falcon football team and was well-respected in his squadron, said Lieutenant General Richard M. Clark, U.S. Air Force Academy superintendent. Brown was pursuing a major in management, a minor in French, and had completed his back-to-back winning seasons of 2021 and 2022 with Falcon football. And meanwhile, an Old Dominion University men's basketball player collapsed during the middle of a game against Georgia Southern on the Saturday they played. In a video, sophomore Emo Eason can be seen clutching his chest before collapsing on the court. He did not pass out but remained conscious as medical personnel attended to him. He later managed to walk off the court with some assistance. After the game, Old Dominion University men's basketball released a statement concerning the incident. Eason was kept out of practice on Monday and is scheduled to meet with cardiologists to undergo tests and examinations. And of course, the biggest headline of all was Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin's chilling collapse on the football field, and it still has the sports world shaken up, despite the athlete showing remarkable signs of improvement. And you know, this is a very disturbing trend among the young people, and these latest incidents signal a disturbing trend among healthy athletes, and some are questioning whether the Myrna-based vaccines are the culprit. At this point, it's unclear if any of the tragic events are connected or if the athletes were even vaccinated. But the increasing number of cases during the pandemic era is rising alarm nonetheless. And that's very true, Dana. That I attribute it to the vaccine, because we never had so many of these young people dying during athletic sporting events.
Well, there's been more COVID. And more proof coming out of that. So it's safe to assume.
Yeah. And this is, it's more and more since COVID.
Yeah.
And the vaccinations.
Well, and see, that's why people get concerned. Because this is what it is.
And rightly so.
We've even got more information this week and last week. And so there is no doubt that there was something with these vaccines. Now, we're going to be covering BiblesForTheMideast.com. And we've known of Bibles for the Mideast for some time now. And we've covered a number of their stories. We've told you about them. And they have the Assembly of the Living God, and that's kind of their denominational line. And they have these churches scattered everywhere, throughout the Middle East, over into where now this one here is in Nepal. And, you know, when we look at stories like this, we talk about the cost of missions. Now, the cost of missions, going clear back to the beginning, has always been high. Many times, missions, and then those who work in the missions, the workers are killed and leaving the mission field without any workers. And that is really where the issue is. And the cost of the calling of Jesus Christ is such that now here the example is three missionaries. They were recently killed in a plane crash. And, of course, they were all working in Nepal. And they were attending the funeral of a renowned evangelist, Matthew Phillips, 77, who worked in Nepal, helping to establish their ALG churches there. And a Yeti Airlines crash, the worst disaster in the Himalayan nation in 30 years, is still being investigated.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, and I've said this time and time again, you know, these are special people. They're not perfect. They're dedicated. And they're dedicated to the gospel. Now, these three missionaries that got killed were former Hindus. And the Lord revealed himself to them. They all came to the Lord, and they were working as missionaries where these churches were all planted. And they all look like young men, and they're all gone. And when you have, you know, you have the, you know, evangelist Matthew Phillip, who died of cancer, and he was, you know, he has gray hair. He's been around for a while. The others are young men. And so you have a senior, you know, who is well indoctrinated into the region and what to do. He dies. Then all of a sudden you have the other three, and they died. You know, you can't even begin to explain the shortage that there is when you have these kind of workers that are killed. And my heart goes out to all these families.
Amen.
And, of course, when you look at the group, Bibles for the Mideast, they are pretty much that kind of a group. They believe in miracles. And they're willing to do whatever it takes to get things done. And I think that's really the thing here. The dedication. And so you can go over to Bibles, the number 4mideast.com, and you'll find their little website there. And it has their articles on the front. And, you know, it's not a big fancy ministry. It's a simple website with a simple message. But it represents an established group of dedicated workers for Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And so we always advocate when we see that, support our brothers and sisters in Christ. Support them through extensive prayer. Support them through any financial support you can give them. And support it by spreading the word to others in Christ Jesus. So that is the cost of missions. Three of these young men working for the Lord had gone over here to Nepal. And they're all working. Nepal's a big country. And they were traveling after they had attended the funeral of this renowned evangelist who had established a number of churches and had worked there and done things. So,
yeah, they were just three of the 72.
Yeah.
That were killed in that horrific plane crash. You know what else is tragic? The pilot of the downed flight had lost her husband, a co-pilot for the same airline, in a similar crash in 2006, according to a Yeti airline spokesperson. She had decided to become a pilot herself after her husband's death, and then using the insurance money payout to travel to the U.S. for her training. That's sad.
It is. Especially when you look at the cost.
Yeah.
Now that someone needs to take the place, and the Lord, that's in the Lord's hands.
He will raise somebody up.
Yeah. Now, we're going to be, we're doing a story now. This is from Barnabas Aid via barnabasfund.org. And this is horrendous. This is just,
it's very disturbing. It bothers me a lot.
Yeah,
I can't stand to hear about this.
More than 30 million children worldwide are suffering from acute malnutrition. And then, of course, then you've got the global food crisis that is now, you know, embedded in 2023. Now, the 15 worst affected countries, according to international experts, are by themselves home to 30 million acutely malnourished boys and girls. The 15 worst affected countries are home to 30 million. See, that's the 30 million.
Yeah.
It don't talk about the others that are malnourished in other places. The 15 countries that are the worst in this are Afghanistan, Burkina Faso, Chad, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Well, if you look at it, Afghanistan, of course, because of Biden's fiasco. We have the Taliban there as well as ISIS. Burkina Faso has been suffering persecution. Chad, we haven't done much out of there. The Democratic Republic of Congo has had war. Ethiopia has faced famine. Haiti has been an ongoing problem. Kenya has a problem. And they also have Madagascar, Mali, Niger, Nigeria. Nigeria has been really bad. Somalia, South Sudan are both bad areas. And then the Sudan, because they had broke up in Yemen. So those are 15 of the worst, but you can trace a lot of this problem to Islamists and wars and terrorism and destroying the food supply. And that's really what these people target in order to try to take over things. And so, I mean, they will destroy the crops or take the crops. They'll do whatever they can. It's just absolutely unconscionable.
Oh, it is. It's very disturbing. I hate to hear of these, anybody suffering, but especially the children.
So they said in 2022, the key driver of food insecurity was inflation. And we've still got inflation.
Yeah.
In 2023... They expect more increased shortages of food, including a global fertilizer shortage. So there you go. Natural disasters is big. 7 of the worst affected countries are East African nations, plus an 8th, Yemen. They've had several years of failed rainy seasons and droughts, so failed crops. You know, there comes a time when there ain't no crops to go into the grocery store.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, those crops don't grow in the grocery store. You know, this is serious business. And if that was happening in America, you would understand a little bit what these poor people are going. But when you see in the whole gist of this is the children. You know, it's always the children. Always. You know, and in this it's because of food and suffering. Of course, there's war. You know, there's natural disaster. And these kids are dying. But you know, there's a lot more to it than that when you add in the rest of, you know, the political Western Empire where America is and Canada and a lot of these others, Australia, New Zealand. You know, even America is suffering from shortages. And we're divided. But even with that, you know, so pray for this, that God would make a way for these children. 30 million is a staggering number.
It is.
And that's their international estimate. International experts, they estimate. And so they say 30 million worldwide are suffering from acute malnutrition.
And Barnabas Aids created food.gives to supply food aid to needy Christians in many lands and meet this desperate ongoing need.
Yes, and they that is... now that's what I was looking at, Tower, when I was telling you the other.
Yeah,
because I
realized
had seen
that.
The food.gives.
Right.
And then at the same time, Open Doors also separated and did what they did. So we're having some of these groups like Barnabas Aid and Open Doors. It's actually created other entities to help with the crisis because there's so much going on. And so
Open Doors is Global Christian Relief.
Yeah. So if you think you got it bad, look around.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
And now we are in Myanmar. Aid in Jesus' name. And this is a story by Hila, I guess is his name. Or no, it's a woman, I believe. My name is Hila, and I'm 32 years old. I come from a Karen village, and the Myanmar military came into our village and started shooting big guns. They burned down our entire village. Besides this, they also attacked us by air with warplanes shooting and bombing our areas. Hila and the rest of the villagers fled from their ruined village into the jungle. Surviving in the Myanmar jungle is hard, especially with no food or medicine. Snake bites are a constant danger, and if large groups stay together, they become another target for airstrikes by the Myanmar military. Some mountain areas in Myanmar can get cold, close to freezing at this time of year. Eventually, Hila and her companions manage to get to a camp for displaced people, where she feels safer. With the help of food provided by Barnabas supporters, she cares for her 3-year-old daughter and her 83-year-old grandmother. And the attack on Hila's village happened in 2022, but violence against the mainly Christian ethnic minorities in Myanmar has been ongoing for most of the last 6 decades. That's just unbelievable. There are over 1.4 million people displaced within the country. Some observers predict the number could double during 2023. Just this year could double. That's a horrifying thought.
It is.
Praise God that our partners have been able to supply desperately needed aid to displaced Christians. Can you help us to continue this urgent task? And it says, let's help them. Praise God that our project partners are able to get food, blankets, tarpaulins, and thousands of the neediest Christians. We cannot save our project partners from the difficulties and dangers of delivering the aid, but we can help cover their costs. Prices change all the time. Below are the figures for January 2023. Please can give what you can, and you can help donate $2.60 will buy one big box of white rice noodles. $4.40 will buy 12 cans of fish. $12.70 is 44 pounds of rice. $24.10 one large good quality tarpaulin. And $51 will buy ten good quality blankets. And they said, we are thankful for our faithful supporters. If you have recently sent a gift to Barnabas Aid, please do not feel under pressure to give again, but do remember the needs of Christians in this appeal for your prayers. So you can go to BarnabasAid.org and also food.gives to help with meet these needs.
Well, you know, when you talked about the Karens,
we've talked about them on more than one occasion, three or four.
The Karen people, which are predominantly Christians, have been persecuted in many areas. And they're not just in one area. But this persecution goes way back. And there are groups that want to destroy every one of them. And, you know, when we talk about the violence and the hatred and the war, it just, you know, it's hard to believe that man will treat man like that. But they do. And so there's a lot of problems. And that's why those who serve and like you're in America or wherever you are tonight, you know, and you're a Christian, you can give something. Prayer, finances. There are now international agencies that are real good about getting help to the brothers and sisters on the ground. Now, next, we're kind of talking about, we are talking about Franklin Graham. Todd Starnes, who is a Christian, wrote an article about Franklin Graham and the things he was saying. And, you know, I got to say this, you know, for many, many years that we've been doing this, Franklin Graham, you know, is not afraid to speak out. That's more than I can say about a lot of the churches and the leaders. They're silent. And, you know, when you talk about abortion, you know, we have almost a pagan-like society that has no problem with abortion. They have no problem with satanic statues and having abortions dedicated to Satan. I find this repulsive.
Yes.
And I find it damnable. But see, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and it made abortion legal throughout the United States from 73 to 22. And then, of course, a recent thing, you know, stopped what was there, and then the states have the opportunity to make their own laws concerning it. And they do. And they will go ahead and have abortion of a baby up past the time of birth. And that is legal in some states today. And of course, trying to preserve life, it can be really, really hard. Graham was talking to Newsmax. He appeared on Spicer and Company, and he noted, we have to be vigilant. The left has wanted to change abortion laws at the state level and here at the Capitol. We have to be vigilant in encouraging lawmakers to stand for the right to life. Not the right to die, the right to life. We must also try to defend lawmakers who want to support life, and we want them to get elected. Franklin Graham then added, I hope that in this next election cycle, there will be many Christians who will run for office. We need Christians in Washington and every state capital. We need them on the school boards. We need them everywhere. And of course, when they had the Mark of Life, the March for Life walk, and that did go on without a hitch, but there were other protesters there. But see, there's people today that doesn't want the pro-life to talk. They don't want those who have morality to have a voice. And that's because America has turned into a pagan society at times. I mean, they definitely act like it. And then there's the churches that are silent, the pastors that won't preach against it. God gave us life, and we have only one life to live. I want every woman out there who has ever had an abortion, I want them to know that God loves them, and God will forgive them if they're willing to come to Him in repentance, said Graham, the son of the late Reverend Billy Graham.
Amen.
We're
That's
all
true.
Sinners. Every last one of us is a sinner, but we must be willing to come God's way through Christ.
Amen.
And that's really what it's, you know, it's about. It's about the cross. It's about the gospel. It's about a comfortable society that has had too much and have wandered into the abyss of godlessness. And the only reason these women want to get an abortion is because they went out and have a lot of sex and get themselves pregnant, and they don't want the baby.
Well, I'll never forget this one girl in the UK. It's been several years. She was bragging she'd had 6 abortions, and that was her way that was birth control, she said. This is my birth control. I've had 6 abortions.
Well, believe it or not, that's also murder.
Yeah.
And God knows the heart, and unless she changes her heart, that girl's going to be in trouble.
That's right.
Because God will hold the nations accountable for the shedding of innocent life. I have taught on this for many, many years. And I warn America and I warn the world, during the tribulation, there will be what I call the judgment of the blood, and you won't like it. It is time to repent. It's time to stop this nonsense. And it's time for some morality and godlessness. You know, we need to stop all this ungodly stuff. And while we've got a way to bring those who are godless to the Lord, the godless have got to want to come.
That's true.
So God has given us life. He's given us forgiveness. He's made a way, and He will forgive. But you've got to be careful, because pride goes before a fall, and this country is full of pride.
Yes,
and
yeah.
Pride is going to destroy America. Your sins will find you out. So at any rate, thank God that, you know, we do have people standing up. You know, we do. And we need to continue this. So stand up if you're a Christian. Stand up against, you know, abortion. And we don't, you know, we just got to find another way to do it. Why do you think that you have a right to take another life? And I hear women say, well, it's my body and my choice. It is not your choice. Because the baby belongs to the Lord. He created it, not you.
And He's the giver of life.
Yep.
And He does not like this killing of the babies, this abortion.
And so we're going to be moving over to Tanzania. Man, we haven't talked about Tanzania, I think, forever.
Yeah.
The only thing I knew about Tanzania one time was the Tanzania Devils.
Yeah.
Tanzanian devil, you know?
Yeah, it was a cartoon or something.
Yeah, it was. So the U.S. Embassy in Tanzania had issued a security alert to all Westerners. This was on January 25th. Well, we've also had a number of things come in about security alerts as well. And so there is no doubt that people need to pay attention. And the warning stated that terrorist groups could attack with little or no warning, targeting hotels, embassies, restaurants, malls, markets, police stations, places of worship, and other places frequented by Westerners. So the target is Westerners. And the U.S. Embassy urged its citizens to remain vigilant, keep a low profile, and practice personal security measures. And, of course, reports say that Tanzania has been infiltrated by the Islamic State, which is not surprising. And, of course, it's close. Tanzania is close to the Muslim-dominated province of Cabo Delgado in northern Mozambique. And in 2020, the insurgents conducted two attacks inside Tanzania. So, you know, it's not going to be hard, and they've got a porous border. It kind of sounds like America now.
Uh-huh.
You know, these people can come across the border. And when they come across the border, they're not coming here for Wendy's. They're coming here to kill Americans and to bring the country down. When they do this over in Tanzania, they do it to kill people and to bring them down. And so there's been a lot of, you know, things happen over there. A church leader in Tanzania, though, said that they have asked believers to be alert. He said, "The Lord has been good to Tanzania over the years, and we are thankful for that. We have had times of tears due to terrorism, but we are not like other Eastern African neighbors. Lately, we have seen how our young men and women have joined terrorist groups within the region, so we should remain vigilant and prayerful and ask God to protect us from these enemies."
That's tragic, the young men and women joining the terrorist groups.
Yeah, and that's because if they're on the internet, you can get that kind of information really easy. So we're coming down to the end. I want to remind you that we've talked about a lot of things today, and we urge you, if you've got the funds and the money, to support those organizations with boots on the ground by donating money to them, pray for them, and, you know, keep your eyes open, spread the word, and pray for the persecuted church. You're helping your brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, Tower, we're going to, we got a little bit of time for you to say goodbye in a few words.
Okay, good night, everybody. We thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you join us. We love you. We pray for you. Please be vigilant and be safe. Stay warm. Pray for your brethren around the world, and please pray for us as well. We love you, and stay safe. Good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Read the articles, listen to the shows, you know, look over the websites. warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Also, check out my book, The Rising, heavily prophetic, set in America. Has a lot of interesting stuff in it. Check it out. It has ebook, hardcover, softcover. Go to the website at danaglennsmith.com. You can go to warren-usa.com. We have ads over there, and you can find a link and click on it and get the book. And if nothing else, you can get the ebook. And the last time I heard, there was my ebook was over on Google Play. And there's a good price on it over there. But you can find it. So check out the book, The Rising. Check out our websites, warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. You take care of yourselves. Yeah, I pray that the Lord will watch over you and keep you, bless you, and protect you.
Yes, amen.
Have a good night, and seek the Lord. Trust in Him. Get into the Word of God, pray, and remember, the Lord can and will protect you. Call upon Him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next time, be safe. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.